Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Gura, saying the things you wish you could every day. Fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom and defending this great nation, this is the Steve Gura Show. Good to see you on a Monday. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, I want to talk a little bit about the giant fires in Texas. Some are claiming it's the second biggest wildfire in American history, but of course, it's not. It's big, but it's not huge by historical standards. I'll tell you why. Number two, a pair of professors, lily white professors, say in a new book, the biggest threat to America is other lily white people, but not ones like them, of course, but those crazy country folks, people like you. All that country thinking is dangerous. And number three, why is Donald Trump taking such a big lead in all the latest polls? And he is. What's fueling his rise? Is it because Joe Biden is so weak and his policies have failed so miserably? Yeah, in part. But that's just part of the explanation. That's just a beginning of the explanation. Dan Patrick, who has been at the right hand of Governor Abbott in Texas for years, run Donald Trump's campaign in Texas three cycles in a row. Now, he says he would be proud if Governor Abbott were on the ticket as VP, and he says Donald Trump will win because Donald Trump is real, and that's what people are looking for. Listen to this.
The reason Donald Trump will win is because he's the greatest fighter we've ever had in the history of politics. I endorsed him a year ago, so a lot of us knew this comeback was coming. He's going to win because he's an authentic human being that relates to people on a personal level that, quite frankly, DeSantis and Nikki didn't do, and they're great people, but they didn't do. That's why people love Donald Trump.
Yeah, and that's why people love Donald Trump, because he's real. He's somebody that they can relate to, right? That's it. And by the way, here's some of that polling I was telling you about. New York Times Siena College poll. Donald Trump leads Biden among Hispanics 46-40. That's a jaw dropper. That's a shock poll for the Democrats. Yeah. And the biggest issue, of course, the one that people are rejecting Democrats across the board on is, of course, the border. And that's why when you look at polling, the New York Times and Siena College, and Hispanic voters have given Donald Trump a huge margin, then you have to say, wow. Maybe not what you're expecting. The left is having a very hard time coming to terms with all of this. Senator Chris Murphy goes straight to amnesty when called out on the failing border and the failing of Joe Biden as president of this country. Listen, he goes straight to amnesty when challenged. Listen.
But you know that you've seen poll after poll after poll. I could cite the latest Quinnipiac poll. There's been poll after poll after poll showing an overwhelming majority of Americans disapprove of how President Biden has handled the border. And we've also seen the flow over the border dramatically increase under this president.
What we also know is that under Donald Trump's presidency, crossings of the border were at a 10-year high. And this is exactly why I think the president and Democrats should go on the offense, because the vast majority of the country believes that we should have robust legal immigration, but they want tighter control of the border. And right now, there's only one party that can deliver that. Only the Democrats support pathways to citizenship, support expanding legal pathways into the country, and a tough border law. Republicans use the issue of immigration to try to divide us from each other, and now are on the record opposing the toughest border reform bill, the toughest border security bill in decades.
How much more tone deaf could you possibly be? Pathways to citizenship. Pathways. How about a pathway back home to where you came from? How about a pathway to get the hell out of here? How about that pathway? Impeached Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas continues to lay the BS as thick as ever, every time he opens his dishonest mouth. This is by design. This is not an accident. 400,000 illegals crossed in 2020. 3.2 million last year when you get the gotaways figured in. It's a remarkable number. Here's Mayorkas lying again. Listen.
With me now is Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Good morning.
You were with the president at the border. You went to Brownsville, where the numbers actually have been a bit lower, you know, better than I do, than other sections of the border. I want you to listen to what the head of the border Patrol Union said, I should say, he was with Donald Trump when he made these statements.
I want you to know, your agents, my agents, they're mad as hell. Absolutely mad that President Biden went to Brownsville, Texas, rather than going to Arizona, rather than going to San Diego, California, rather than coming to Eagle Pass, Texas, which has been the epicenter.
Did President Biden get a full picture of the crisis at the border during this trip?
Oh, he most certainly did.
No.
You know, Brownsville in April and May of last year accounted for 30% of all encounters across the entire southern border.
Liar. Weasel and liar. In 2021, Alejandro Mayorkas, that same clown right there, was bragging about gutting border security and getting rid of Trump border policy. He bragged about it over and over again. Here is one example.
And I'd like to understand from you what Trump-era immigration policies have been banned, ended, reversed, and if any investigations are underway by you.
So we have rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
I have rescinded so many Trump-era policies destroying the southern border and our security. It'd be hard for me to catalog all of them. In the Senate, there's going to be pressure, by the way, because some Democrats are going to be in a position where they need to vote for the impeachment of Mayorkas, people like Sherrod Brown. Yeah. Yeah. There's going to be pressure, not on Joe Manchin anymore, but on some other folks. There's going to be pressure to vote in favor of impeaching Mayorkas. Dick Turbin will not be voting for his removal, but he may realize some must to save their political careers. Listen to this.
Do you believe that there should or will be an impeachment trial, or will you vote to dismiss the case outright?
Dana, we're looking at all the options, and I'll just tell you, I think what the House did was a political stunt. It's never been done in history. There certainly is no evidence of a high crime or misdemeanor in any respect in the performance of Secretary Mayorkas, but we're considering all our options.
What do you want to happen? Would you like to dismiss it?
I'd like to see us get on with the business of the Senate.
By the way, that is the business of the Senate, impeaching Mayorkas. That is the business of the Senate. Well, we'll be a little more polite about that. Civic education in America, that's what we need, civic education. Don't forget to go to GruberForHillsdale.com, GruberForHillsdale.com. They've got all sorts of great online education programs for you where you can learn for free, by the way, about this great experiment we call America, GruberForHillsdale.com. While you're there, by the way, you can get your free pocket constitution from my friends, GruberForHillsdale.com. Don't go into the world without this in your pocket. You can educate so many people, young people, old people. Educate yourself. They also have Constitution Minutes where you can get 60-second, you know, bite-sized pieces of information. Educate yourself about the Constitution. Educate others, kids, grandkids, neighbors, friends, family. How? GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com. Coming up after the break, Mike Rogers running for the United States Senate seat in Michigan. Currently, polling seems to indicate he is in first place for the Republicans. We'll talk to Mike Rogers after the break here on the Steve Gruber.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Online betting can be fun.
Oh, it's great today.
It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall.
Oh no, turn around, start paddling.
For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.